Hydrogen Economy by Brett Levine. Imagine, if you will, walking across the open playa, you see a tall hexagonal sculpture and notice flashpoints of bright orange flame inside. As you approach, you feel low thumps of a bass beat chaotically inside your chest. The thumps are in the same patterns as the flames, and there is less delay between the flames and the beats as you approach. Up close, you see the sculpture is a 12-foot tall hexagonal prism made from a clear plastic and supported by a metal skeleton. Standing near the structure are 8-foot-tall bubble wands that seem to be in the middle of a bubble being blown, yet never release. And you realize they are windsocks catching the breeze. They are made of clear plastic, giving them a bubble-like quality. Many people are gathered watching as bubbles inside the sculpture rise into changing patterns of red-hot igniter points suspended by thin wires from the ceiling. Some people actually have their hands in protective gloves that reach through plastic, like they were in a laboratory. They are holding wands with hot tips and popping the bubbles themselves. Now up close, you can feel the power of each bubble as it explodes. The thumping you heard from afar has become intense, and you can really feel the explosions, though they do not sound loud. Suddenly, the explosions change their quality. They change from deep orange to bright white, and instead of crackling, they pop with tall, wispy flames. Someone from the crowd has been turning dials and pushing buttons on a control panel attached to the sculpture. The bubbles crisscross through the air, bump into each other, explode in long chains. The pattern of igniters changes, forming a helix, then a cube, then a star. Each time the igniters change pattern, the bubbles explode into new patterns, creating different fiery shapes. Fire art on the playa is often designed to awe and to overwhelm, burning industrial quantities of flammable gas pumped through giant steel structures. In contrast, the Hydrogen Economy is a very intimate, human-scale piece that is less about awe than about wonder. The mechanical elements are around the size of a person, and the quantities of hydrogen that are puffed into delicate soap bubbles and then turned into fireballs are on the scale of a human breath. Bubbles populate our earliest memories and the landscape of our metaphors. Blowing bubbles was often the first science experiment of our childhood. We are sometimes perched precariously on the bubble, fearing potential catastrophe. And an unexpected event can burst the fragile bubble of our dreams. Soap bubbles embody a sort of perfection. Although they are formed by the laws of physics into nearly perfect spheres, they are ultimately doomed. Intellectually, we know that we shouldn't live in bubbles, but on a deep emotional level, that is often what we long to do. Like clouds, bubbles are our imaginary homes, our private universes, our solitary retreats. What better symbol for the fleeting nature of life and art at Burning Man than a perfect sphere of liquid surrounding an explosive cocktail of hydrogen and oxygen?